What a Pillow on Which to Rest My Aching Head by John Macduff. Hallelujah, the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Revelation 19:6. Believer, what can better support and sustain you amidst the trials of your pilgrimage than the thought that you have an omnipotent arm to lean upon? The God with whom you have to do is boundless in his resources. There is no crossing his designs, no thwarting his purposes, no questioning his counsels. His mandate is law. He speaks, and it is done. Your need is great, from the humblest crumb of providential goodness up to the richest blessing of divine grace. You are hanging from moment to moment as a poor pensioner on Jehovah's bounty. But fear not, I am the Almighty God. Finite necessities can never exhaust my infinite fullness. My God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. To you, O blessed Jesus, all power has been committed in heaven and in earth. All power! He has in his hands the reins of universal empire. Whatever is the blessing which the poorest, weakest, loneliest, most afflicted of his saints require, if it is really for their good, the wonderful Counselor secures it. He combines in his adorable person all that a sinner requires, a heart tender enough to love, and a hand strong enough to save. He is the mighty God. How he delights in the exercise of his omnipotence in behalf of his own people, in ruling over their interests and overruling their trials for their eternal good. My enemies are many. Their name is Legion. Satan, the great adversary. Heart traitors, bosom sins. The world and the world's trinity, the lusts of the flesh and the lusts of the eye and the pride of life. But he who is for me is greater far than all that can be against me. Believer, are you in trial, beaten down with a great fight of afflictions, like the disciples out in the midnight of storm, buffeting a sea of trouble? Fear not, when the tempest has done its work, when the trial has fulfilled its mission, the voice which hushed the waters of old has only to give forth the omnipotent mandate, "Peace, be still," and immediately there will be a great calm. The all-power of Jesus, what a pillow on which to rest my aching head, disarming all my fears and inducing thoughts of sweetest comfort, consolation, and joy.